Chris, congratulations. Did you know you were getting, or did you even know that you'd been put up for the award?
I actually thought it was a wind-up at the first, and I started calling the FA to find out if it was actually genuine. At that point, it obviously was confirmed.
And the full title of the award is the Respect Award, isn't it, for individual achievement?
Yes, yeah. I think it's the FA Bobby Moore Individual Respect Award. And obviously, you know, Bobby Moore, a fantastic person in England, a tremendous character. And I'm really humbled by being associated with him and his legacy and what the FA is trying to achieve.
The people I meet, Chris, up and down the county, people like you, they're not doing it for any kind of recognition. You know, you're doing it because you want to bring football to the community.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just one of many, many people, even in our village, throughout the county, throughout England, who are just trying to bring football to the children, trying to bring the passion that we feel for the game and have it played in the right way.
Has there been a plan to this? Or were you a dad that just decided you're going to take coaching badges and then decided you're going to try and help the game grow?
I mean, I've got children who joined the club. You know, Camborne FC has a fantastic soccer school, and, you know, they joined the soccer school. And, you know, from that point on, I helped out with my daughter's team, then started helping out with my son's team as well. And now I've settled into, you know, managing the girls. It will be the girls under 14s team next season. So it's just something that's grown organically, and I've got more and more involved with the club and grown a real passion for the club and trying to, you know, bring it forward. You know, we've had a plan to try and go through the charter standard levels. So, you know, we were already a charter standard club. We became a development club last season. We want to push on to the, you know, the top award of the community club this season, which we should be able to do. I've been trying to develop girls football within the village. You know, within Camborne, we set up the first girls team last season. We'll be going into next season with three and also a new girls soccer academy as well, which will stand alongside the boys soccer school.
And I hope you don't mind me saying, but you work in London. Yeah. Where the heck do you get the time to do coaching and weekends?
I've no idea. And I must thank my wife for her patience and her allowing me to get on and do some of this stuff. I try to just fit it around my job. I do work long hours in my job. What I've been doing recently is just getting up that hour earlier, getting into work, doing an hour's football, and then do my job, and then do an hour's football before I leave home, and then, you know, do another half hour when I get home. But it's tough. But, you know, again, there's lots of people out there like me, and you know, they deserve their congratulations as well for all the work they do.
And I gather the prize is pretty impressive as well.
Yes, well, I mean, it's there will be an award ceremony at Wembley, actually on my birthday, so it'll be a double celebration that day. So the awards lunch and ceremony on the day of the Community Shield, so that'll be excellent.
But unfortunately, Man City are not playing, are they?
Unfortunately, it's Man United. I am a Man City fan, and so I'll be cheering on Leicester City that day, strange enough. I did ask the FA if they could get me tickets in the Leicester City end, because I don't think I'd go down well in the United end.
Well, from everybody at CAMS FA, Chris, congratulations and more power to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.